Lent Week 4 Tuesday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. O God of truth and Lord of power, whose word thou callest to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passions quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this most loving Father, hear, and Christ, co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost, one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Let my cry come to you, Lord, do not hide your face from me. Psalm 101. O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke, my bones burn away like a fire, my heart is withered like the grass, I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones. I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake and I moan, like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me, those who hate me use my name as a curse. The bread I eat is ashes, my drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let my cry come to you, Lord. Do not hide your face from me. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. Psalm 101 continued. But you, O Lord, will endure for ever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Sion, for this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servant's love, her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust. The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Sion again and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers. Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die. The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for ever, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Sion, and his praise in the heart of Jerusalem, when peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Psalm 101 concluded. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age. Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed, but you neither change nor have an end. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Behold, now is the favourable time. This is the day of salvation. A reading from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. The Lord said to Moses, say to all the congregation of the people of Israel, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make for yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. When you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord, you shall offer it so that you may be accepted. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it, or on the morrow, and anything left over until the third day shall be burned with fire. If it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an abomination. It will not be accepted, and everyone who eats it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned a holy thing of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field to its very border, neither shall you gather the gleanings after you harvest. And you shall not strip your vineyard bare, neither shall you gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. And you shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbour or rob him. The wages of a hired servant shall not remain with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf, or put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbour. You shall not go up and down as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand forth against the life of your neighbour. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason with your neighbour, lest you bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear any grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbour as yourself. I am the Lord. Do not turn to mediums or wizards. Do not seek them out, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. You shall rise up before the hoary head and honour the face of an old man, and you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. When a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall do him no wrong. The stranger who sojourns with you shall be to you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You shall do no wrong in judgment, in measures of length or weight or quantity. You shall have just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, and you shall observe all my statutes and all my ordinances. I am the Lord. Responsory from Galatians 5. The whole of the law is summarized in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. Serve one another in a spirit of love. I give you a new commandment: love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also must love one another. Serve one another in a spirit of love. A reading from the sermons of Pope St. Leo the Great on the virtue of charity. In John's Gospel, the Lord says, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And in a letter of the same apostle we read, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Let the faithful therefore examine their minds and subject the inmost thoughts of their hearts to a true scrutiny. If they find stored within their consciences anything of the fruits of charity, let them not doubt that God dwells in them. And in order that they may be more and more ready to receive such a guest, let them abound still more in works of unfailing compassion. For if God is love, charity must have no limit, because God cannot be confined within any bounds. And so, beloved, although any time is suitable for the exercise of the virtue of charity, it is more especially urged on us by this present season. Thus, those who long to receive the Lord's Pasch with bodies and souls made holy must strive earnestly to acquire this grace, which includes the sum of all the virtues and covers a multitude of sins. Therefore, as we are about to celebrate this most eminent of all mysteries, in which the blood of Christ has wiped away all our sins, let us first of all prepare to offer the sacrifice of mercy, so that what we have been given by the goodness of God we may ourselves show to those who have trespassed against us. We must show more liberal bounty towards the poor and those who suffer from all kinds of affliction, in order that many voices may give thanks to God, and that the relief of those in need may support our fasts. Indeed, no other devotion of the faithful is more pleasing to the Lord than that which is directed towards the poor. Where he finds merciful concern, he recognizes the reflection of his own kindness. Let no one fear the failure of his wealth by such payments, for liberality itself is a great fortune, nor can one lack the means to practice that generosity whereby Christ feeds others and is himself fed in them. In all this work, his hand intervenes to increase the quantity of bread as it is broken and multiply it as it is distributed. Let the almsgiver feel happy and secure, for he will have the greatest gain if he has saved the smallest amount for himself. As the blessed Apostle Paul says, "He who supplies seed to the sower will both supply bread for food and will multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness." In Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, for ever and ever. Amen. Responsory from Luke 6. "Give, and gifts will be yours. Good measure, pressed down and shaken up and running over, will be poured into your lap. You must forgive as the Lord forgave you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken up and running over, will be poured into your lap." Let us pray. By our Lenten prayer and observance, Lord, prepare our hearts to welcome the mystery of Easter and to proclaim the good news of salvation.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.